Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Way of Ping, Journey to the Great Ocean, by Stuart Avery Gold. Performed by Christopher Lane. For the enlightened mind, the Lotus Paradise is everywhere. For those still seeking their truth, it is found in the tranquility of the ocean. Chapter 1. The Grand Visit. Once upon a place. Most of the pond dwellers began to gather 24 hours early. Those who came from the furthermost edges of the pond came some 40 hours before that, which was only important if you wanted to grab a good seat. Even the turtles knew that if you wanted a spot up close, or if you wanted one in the shade, you were in terrible trouble if you didn't get there in a hurry. The turtles were great believers in a good spot, so as much as they could, they hurried. Especially lucky were the creatures that arrived early enough to claim a spot on the flat rock among the brilliant blue bellflowers, elder blossoms, and fragrant gardenia, for all agreed they truly had a superb view. And hovering above it all, Dragonfly kept a lookout. There were many wonderful jobs around the pond, but on this day, flitting and dancing around the roof of the world with delicate wings of gauze, Dragonfly's task was the envy of the whole pond. Having the optimum vantage point, Dragonfly was designated in charge of rumor control. As the crowd grew, the rumors of Ping's arrival continued to mount, so Dragonfly had the vital task of darting about, spreading truth. It was noontime on the dot when Dragonfly announced that Ping's splash time was imminent. Then he cleared the air to make way for what could...